Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode
225.
225 on May 21st. And by the way, Creekside with Don and Jan is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
Who's that?
That's us.
Owl Creek Gazette.
That's right, it's Usins.
Usins. And we have a special guest today, and many of you will know him, many of you don't know him, but let's find out about Saul Good Shane Weathers. Shane Saul Good Weathers, or Weathers Shane.
Well,
how's the weather out there, Saul Good?
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. So, Weathers is raised in Bond County, which is truly a place his heart calls home. He works in downtown Greenville at Rex's Quick Lube. He's a member of the Bond County Secret Santa Society Steering Committee, and has a driving passion in his life, the belief that there is no such thing as spreading too much joy. Well, that's cool. Shane has created a rather extensive following on social media by providing video commentary on pressing issues in the community. He believes that while sometimes one voice can barely be heard, thousands of voices demanding change, that's a different story. He also is a firm believer in the power of words. So, Shane, howdy. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me today.
Cool.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And when speaking of words, since you share those regularly in posts on Facebook and videos, we're happy to have you here so our listeners now can get a feel for what all you're about. So I noticed the first thing we said had to do with the Secret Santa Society. So let's find out a little bit about why that started and what motivated you to help the community in this way.
Well, for several years before, I'd been taking Christmas presents to local children within the borders of Bond County. And after a few years, the idea came as to how can we better help children and more influence a positive way, because it's not just beautifully wrapped Christmas presents under a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. The idea that long after they no longer believe in Santa Claus and years down the road, they will remember that total strangers came to their house and gave them a Christmas that they'll probably never forget. And if they carry an ounce of that in their heart as adults, then just think of what they can go out in the world and do for other people.
Absolutely. There's magic in what took place.
Absolutely.
For that moment for them in time. And if they can carry that with them, like you said,
exactly,
they help to spread the magic.
And if you can change the mindset of one person when they become an adult, because they're not going to understand this for years as to what happened, but once it finally registers to them what happened and the situation and the conditions that they were living in at that time, they will know that people cared about them. And then if they can walk out in the world with that in their heart, then, you know, the sky's the limit for what they can do for others.
So, and this has been going on how many years now?
The Secret Santa, we have just created that as of January of this year. It's a proactive attempt to get the community involved in what we're doing. The idea of Secret Santa is that families don't only struggle at Christmas. With the gun raffles that we got going on and the quilt raffles and the 50-50 drawings that we'll have at the Bicentennial and all these things, is that once we accumulate these funds, that we're not going to just spend all of this money at Christmas time. So once we have secured this kind of money that we're looking to get with these raffles and whatnot, is that anytime throughout the year, if a family's home were to burn down or a child was to get sick or anything that would affect a family, that the Bond County Secret Santa Society could step in and say, we're really sorry about what's going on in your life, and potentially give them some funding to help them at that time of need, just because it's not Christmas, but every day is a gift to each and every one of us. And it's our, you know, it's our hope to be able to help them in their absolute time of need and not just create some smiles on one particular day.
Right. And that's really exciting when you hear it put like that, because we do all have a tendency to remember people during a holiday.
Of course.
But it's the harder thing to keep that random act of kindness going throughout the full year. I remember when Roxanne, who writes for us, had made a Santa suit for you.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful.
And it was like, it's like Father Christmas, kind of old time
Saint Nick, yeah, style.
And that's before we had put two and two together. We just saw she had posted pictures on Facebook of you in that suit. And it just, like we said, gorgeous. And she's so talented with her sewing. Oh, she can make about anything for anybody.
When I got it home, it's hung on the door at my house, and I stared at it for hours. It was just it's absolutely beautiful. She is a master of her craft. When
she
it
really
comes
is
to that, most definitely.
And so then, really, we got to find out about your interest in helping people and starting the Secret Santa Society through Roxanne. And now she is on the steering committee, I think, too.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
So tell folks a little bit about how you chose the people, or maybe they just volunteered and kind of came together and said, yes, we want to help plan these things.
I handpicked the steering committee based on a few things. Participation in the past with the projects that I had done before.
Mm-hmm.
Their love of people. And the absolute respect that I have for them. Terry Derrick, Jamie Derrick, Michael Stewart, and Roxanne.
Mm-hmm.
They have all been a big part of my life, and I see the hope in their heart when we talk about things and we want to go out and try and make conditions better for people. And I could think of no other people in the world that I'd want on my side when we were going to take on this endeavor. And it's been great. You know, it's an absolute wonderful support system. No ideas are turned away. You know, we have meetings, and we're just trying to take it to the next level. There's so many things that you can give your money to, and time. It's Salvation Army is a wonderful thing. It's absolutely wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong. But if a man drops a $20 bill in a bucket at the grocery store in town, how much of that $20 bill is going to stay in Bond County? Well, when we collect money and when we receive toys, 100% of everything that we get stays right here in Bond County, and we'll never leave it.
And we always talk about the importance of shopping local, eating local. This is another approach on that same message.
Time to start talking about giving local.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So you mentioned a few of the raffles you're going to have and things people
yes.
can, ways they can donate. Tell us a little bit more about that, too.
We're raffling off a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 9mm. They're $25 a ticket. We're going to sell 200 of them. I'm not quite sure how many we have left, but they're going pretty quick. So you can get a hold of Michael Stewart, Roxanne Bear, Terry and Jamie Derrick, or myself.
And can they do that through Facebook?
They can do that through Facebook, okay. Yeah. It's All Good Weathers on Facebook or any of those others. They'd be more than happy. Roxanne, she has them in her shop ready mm-hmm. to purchase. And so, yeah. And then Roxanne made this beautiful quilt, and we're going to be raffling that. And we're going to do a 50-50 drawing at the Bicentennial. So that I think with that big of a turnout and the celebration of Bond County, what better else for us to put ourselves in the streets, mm-hmm. show folks our faces, and show them that, you know, we're legit. Because a lot of folks can just sit and say a lot of things, and it sounds good. But it's just like anything else that you do. Your actions are going to drown out the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Giving it local, keeping it local. It's
absolutely.
Well,
I mean,
congratulations. It's a
well,
good project.
Well, thank you. There's nothing better in the world than to walk through your town, and it doesn't matter if it's Greenville or Bond County or
wherever you call home.
Anywhere you call home, mm-hmm. when you can walk down the street and you can easily identify 90% of the people that you see. They all know you. You know them. You know, and it's, you know, rumors get around and people know everybody's business and things like that. But a lot of times it's good to know what people are struggling. So that way, you know where to help them. And if you can help them, then their outlook in life, their quality of life increases.
Well, and I can remember years ago growing up in Vandalia, the community always took care of its own. And small towns did that everywhere. And even communities and neighborhoods within large cities did that too. You were your neighbor's friends and allies and support system. And so that's really what you're saying. Again, let's do that same thing that used to be commonplace.
Right. Bring it back. Mm-hmm. The idea of it is lost on so many.
Mm-hmm.
People, I know folks that even in this town that live in a neighborhood and don't know any of their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a shame. I don't know if it's necessarily that maybe they're introvert or what it might be, but there's no communication going on. You got to rely on your neighbors just as much as they got to rely on you sometimes, mm-hmm. You know? I mean, it's just watching out for each other.
And when we speak of in the magazine self-reliance, we don't mean that you don't count on anybody else, but you can choose your community, choose your friends, mm-hmm. offer your support willingly without any kind of mandate. And then that's when it's, because we always say when you give of yourself and you give voluntarily, that really is the charitable way to do, not by being forced into it through some government agency or program. That's not charity.
Taxation is theft.
So that gives us an idea of kind of what you see your desire to help the community, the direction you see it going, and one aspect of what you've been involved in. And folks can find the Bond County Secret Santa Society on Facebook, too. Not just you personally.
Absolutely.
But you have a Facebook page there as well.
Absolutely. We got with the Bicentennial coming up the first weekend of July, celebration of Bond County. We're going to be having a 50-50 drawing, like I said. And then October 7th, we'll be having a chicken and beer dance at the VFW here, costume party and gifts and door prizes and all the goodies, and come out and have a good time and raise some money for some local kids and try and make Bond County a better place. It's really what it's all boils down to.
I see you're wearing a hat that says Make Bond County Great Again. That's
absolutely
cool. I also hear you've been cutting some grass lately.
Yeah, been running a weed eater quite a bit here lately.
And that brings us to the next project that you, I will say, have undertaken, but it's really been an evolution, hasn't it?
It snowballed out of control pretty quick, to say the least. It started with a simple idea and a conversation, and 16,000 people later, and several meetings with the city and city officials, and a busy, busy weekend, and a hot weed eater.
And let's tell our listeners what it is. We've piqued their interest here. So for those that don't know, there is a cemetery right outside the city limits of Greenville, and it's called Mount Auburn Cemetery. And
it's privately owned.
Folks in this area, almost everyone has loved ones or friends that are buried there. And so a concern is natural when you have loved ones that you want to see the property taken care of. So that gives a little bit of a background. Mm-hmm. And then you've noticed over the years, you said that it wasn't taken care of in the way you wished it was.
It's been in slow decline mm-hmm. for over the years, but in the past year or so, it's rapidly going into decline. The folks that own it are having a real hard time with some illness, the perpetual care fund being with the interest rates that they are. They're just not getting enough interest off that money. They're not getting any donations, but there's reasons for that.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that we're going to the city councils and bringing it to their attention. There's some things out there that just couldn't be overlooked. Can't turn a blind eye to it any longer. There's been so many people that's made calls to the city or made calls to the county or made calls to them personally that own it. And it's all went unheard until now. And now it's we can't be denied.
Well, and that harkens back to what we said about you originally in the magazine, was the fact that you said one voice might be overlooked.
Absolutely.
But when people come together and unite, the cause can then blossom into actual action.
16,000 people, 500-plus phone calls, numerous police reports, standing up at your city council that most of these folks have never walked into that building a day in their life,
mm-hmm.
and they're being heard.
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer going to be just swept aside and said, well, we hear you, now go away.
Well, and tell us a little bit about, besides just the grounds that you didn't feel were being kept like they should be, other activities and problems arose there too.
Yeah, there was an incident where a lady had went to the cemetery and had inquired about some things that were missing from the stone, and come to find out that they had went and they had thrown everything away. Shepherd's hooks, stone angel statues, things that have been there for years and never bothered, and then one day, phew,
gone.
And then there's a burn pile, and they threw all those things in a burn pile, American flags, the statues, the wrought iron shepherd's hooks, the flowers, the angel trinkets.
Now, were these the people that owned it, or had they
hired?
These
were the people that owned it.
Okay.
And they set it all on fire right there at the cemetery. And so after a heated conversation between this mother and the cemetery owner, he threatened to have her arrested and removed from the cemetery, which he could not do, and got her upset, and she had the conversation about it. And then 4 hours later, I'd made a Facebook video, and within several days, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000, 11,000, 14,000, and I think we're creeping around 16,000 people right now that had enough.
And so the conversations, as people share their disillusionment or their frustration or their anger, then those voices are being heard. And you decided to take it to the city council, even knowing that it's outside the city limits, but you had to start somewhere to have some reconciliation here.
Yes, where the cemetery lies is in the township, that is in the county. But it's surrounded by the city, which is, I think, funny to me. But yeah, all four sides of the cemetery is city control. And if you know, as far as just even an annex, as far as getting that property into the city limits, at least it would fall under city ordinances as far as the care of it. So once the grass got to 8 inches, then it would be mandatory that they take care of it. But they're in the county, and then county don't have such ordinance.
So you went to the city council meeting. What was the fruit of that? Has that led to any fruition?
Well, if anybody knows anything about Bond County politics, that tree don't bear much fruit. But
well, that's another story for another episode. Yeah,
but I think probably it's, again, we keep comparing. I think that's similar in a lot of communities, and it takes eternal vigilance, whether you're talking about an issue for the city, for the county, or the state or federal government.
I mean, it's just like, you know, like I've said, you know, one voice can barely be heard. Thousands can't be ignored. And that's a situation that the county is in right now, that they have been bombarded from all sides on this issue, because most folks are even upset that don't even have anybody there, but they'll just think about back home, wherever in the world they come from, and they'll just think about their loved ones being treated like that. You know, and the damage that had occurred with the running the veterans' footstones over, and not even so much as a phone call to even tell these families that this had happened. So when they go out there at Easter, they see this.
Well, and that goes back.
How disheartening is that?
Sure, and that goes back to personal responsibility. If anyone harms someone's property, they should be responsible for it. It's just that simple.
They're supposed to be carrying insurance. And just the right thing to do is, you know, if you door ding somebody's car, you know, the right thing to do is to write your phone number and your name down, put it on the windshield wiper, and hopefully they call you. Most likely they're going to.
Well, if you look out at our car right now, you'll see that we'd be covered in Post-it notes if somebody were to leave the door ding note, but they didn't. So I know this is going to take some time since it's not.
Yeah, of course.
It's, you know, everybody's going to, well, it's not our issue, and we don't have.
It's a hot potato subject.
It is a
right
hot
now.
Potato. So is it cooling down? I mean, is it?
No, the fire still rages on, and just like I tell everybody daily, we are going to win this fight one way or the other. Either the city of Greenville, the county, or a cohesive unit of the two, or we're going to do it ourselves. The city would like to discourage us, I think, that they want to talk about the what ifs. Well, if you live your whole life thinking about what if, I feel sorry for you, because you're living in absolute fear of nothing.
Well, and before we came to the podcast, you and I had talked a little bit about some of those other options. You'd mentioned annex into the city, or the city and the county owning.
Yeah.
But you also said there might be other options that you could explore, where you and other individuals might take on that, what, the ownership and the responsibility of that? Is that fair to say?
If, you know, if what the owners say is true, that they're hemorrhaging money, mm-hmm. that it is a financial failure, there are, if they would deed it to us, mm-hmm. if they would just hand it over to us, that they're no longer liable. They're no longer worrying about, and they're up there in age, mm-hmm. and you know they kind of got to rely quite a bit on their family and some friends that's helping them now. Well, if we can alleviate that burden from them, mm-hmm. they no longer have to deal with the phone calls. They no longer have to worry about, oh, well, Memorial Day is right around the corner, and we got this cemetery that looks like crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be a huge financial burden lifted from them, and. Because it's not so much as beating them over the head. It's we're not trying to. We've been called a lynch mob, that we're on a witch hunt. But no, it's just stating facts, and enough is enough. And if we can get to a point where we can take control of it, that the folks that have it now, they're not getting any financial help from anybody out there. As far as the support for the Mount Auburn project that we got going on, it's never ending, and it is tremendous, the support that we're actually getting for this, that people want to help, people want to donate, people want to donate their time, and it will be, it is going to get better. We are going to win this fight one way or the other.
Well, one of the biggest expenses that you've got, of course, right now is mowing.
Yeah, that would be the expense. As far as like with the GoFundMe, we have a GoFundMe on Facebook, St. Saulgood, Mount Auburn. We have a bank account at Bradford National Bank here in town. If anybody would like to step in as care of Shane Weathers at Mount Auburn Cemetery Care Fund, that is, we're not going to pay somebody to mow grass.
Right.
That you're talking thousands and thousands of dollars. I had a friend of mine, the Kemper boys, that I shot up. They shot me a price on it, and in which, in fairness, they are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of it was that, well, for $17,500 or $18,500 a year, well, if I can buy one or two lawnmowers and a few weed eaters, and then still have plenty of money for gas. I'm 34 years old, and I don't plan on dying anytime soon. So I think that I can belly up and take it and take care of it. And I have a huge, like I said, huge support system for this. No lack of folks wanting to come and help me. A lot of my friends and family has been great. I mean,
well, and that goes
and just the people coming to when I was there Mother's Day, and I weed eated all day Mother's Day, and. The sheer amount of folks that just come by and that would bring me things, you know, one lady brought me an ice cold beer and another guy brought me an ice cold beer, and then you know I took
home, the county, it's all right.
Took home a, you know, an apple pie and you know 100 pounds of fertilizer and some grass seed and just in a deep sense of feeling appreciated, and that was the best. That just like at the Bluegrass Festival up on the square yesterday, I can't remember how many people just come up and shook my hand or said thank you for what we're doing, and they thank me personally, and which is nice. And not, like I always say, there's no need to thank me. It's just because this is what I want to do, but it's not me. It's if anybody wants to thank anybody, they need to thank themselves, because without all of them, my one little measly voice would have just been me and would have went unheard. It's them that is making this possible.
So the bottom line here is that you're enjoying the help. You think that there's a possibility, at least, that you may wind up actually in control of Mount Auburn?
Well, I mean, we're trying to raise money, and if they put out a price, but from talking with others and we're going to try and push and see what we can do. Obviously, we're going to try and get some money together, which we are in the process of doing that.
So you could offer.
So we could offer something.
Make an offer. Mm-hmm.
But if you know, in our situation, that if we could just take control, then we could put what we have into taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
in a way, like you point out, if they're an older couple that owns it, if it's not providing them with any money, it may be a true relief for them to have that removed and know it's in good hands.
If you know, like figuratively speaking, they offered it for $20,000. Well, like I said, if it's $18,500 to take care of a year, then you're better off just to cut your losses right now and get out, you know?
Yeah. Well, what is it, about 4.5 acres?
16.
Six. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Our acre is much smaller than that.
Yeah, that's 16 acres out there.
Okay.
Wow. Well, and I like, too, that you mentioned realizing you'd have to have funding, that if the property did get deeded over to you or a group or whatever, a board, then you have some ideas for raising funds on an ongoing basis.
Oh, of course.
And I liked that too, because that's more community building. That's keeping those people already interested a part of the effort.
You know, and everybody wants to be rewarded in some way. You know, if it was to come down to it and we were to acquire it, we would create a Mount Auburn Cemetery volunteer section, and that after 100 hours of service to the cemetery, in which that'd be pulling weeds or sweeping stones, whatever the case may be, you just spent that time out there, I'll personally give you a plot out there. That is, because that's far more than whatever I could ever pay somebody. And it makes it theirs, you know. And, you know, and as far as, you know, some other things, if we were to take possession, that not... Anybody that had a child under the age of 18 would never have to pay for a plot at Mount Auburn Cemetery. You shouldn't have to pay for real estate to bury your child.
That's a hard enough experience in and of itself, isn't it? Are there, when you said 16 acres, and we had no idea that it was that size, I assume there are quite a few plots still available.
Well, we're trying to figure that out. We're not quite certain, because we have not been able to look at what's the active plat of the cemetery.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just kind of, it's all a guess at this point.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what we can do to help you, other than to publicize the fact that you know, you do need volunteers during the mowing season. Right now, you are going to continue doing this work.
Yeah, you know, because the berries, they come out and they mowed, you know, but... That's the easy part.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, they're trying, and we're trying, getting the township guy out there, and Mike Nevinger did a wonderful job, went out and got the ditch mowed out there for us, and just trying to spruce it up for Memorial Day. Because like I said at the city council meeting, that people travel all over this country at Memorial Day, and many of those folks might stop into Greenville and go to the cemetery to visit their loved ones. Well, they don't see invisible lines that says that this is county and this is city. As far as they're concerned, that's town. And who, when they look at the conditions, who are they going to blame? They're not going to blame the owner.
No.
They're going to blame everybody in this town.
Well,
I can't believe they let it get like that.
Give the information one more time of how people can help you out financially.
Oh, sure. You can go to my page, and we have a GoFundMe account set up, that if you can go directly to that, or you can make your checks to care of Shane Weathers at Bradford National Bank for the Mount Auburn Cemetery Care Fund. And 100% of anything that we receive will stay to the cemetery. I can guarantee you that.
Well, and you know what? We know your name, Sawgood, is a play on words, of course, but why don't you spell that? If someone's going to find you on Facebook,
of course,
they might not know where to look.
That'd be SAULEGOODE. WEATHERS.
Right. And we'll have that information in the podcast title, but it's still good to know, you know, to have it right out there for everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's, it seems to me like it is a absolutely no brain. This is something that we should donate to, and something that we should try to help you with as much as we can.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, it's something very close to my heart, and it's close to a lot of folks' heart.
Well, you know, hopefully you'll get some response out of this. You've got 16,000 folks that have liked your video on Facebook. Let's make sure that continues.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And Jan?
And do you have plans to go back to city council meetings or to county board meetings?
Yeah,
are you looking at that?
I've been selected as the representative of the people for Mount Auburn Cemetery.
Okay.
Imagine that.
Imagine that, yeah. Yeah, they not enough water to put on this fire, I'll tell them that right now.
Well, that's cool.
Well, and your enthusiasm, I want to give you kudos for that, too, because a lot of it, you have to keep upbeat. You have
to
keep... Of course,
you got to remain positive, mm-hmm. And if you start showing the slightest amount of negativity, you start losing people's belief. They no longer believe in it, and they think, well, we did the best we could. No, we got to keep moving forward. We cannot give up.
One other thing I wanted to ask you, too, when Don said, how else can we help? Do you have plans to go there, like, every so often? Will you post those on Facebook so they'll know that you're there and they can come join you?
Absolutely. That's how I got such great support a week ago, mm-hmm. was just putting it out there what we were going to go and do. And you know, there was no lack of people wanting to help.
Well, here's the reality. It's time to do it again.
You bet. Yeah. You're going to have to do it again. Yeah, it's not just something you do once and walk away from.
No, it's every week.
It's going to be a labor of love
especially when
a lifetime.
The good Lord keeps dropping water on it.
Absolutely.
And the grasses continue to grow.
Yeah, so. Maybe I can get your help. Go to Owl Creek and help me cut that sucker, too. So.
Sure. You bet. We'll trade services.
There you go.
I only got 4/10 of an acre to worry about. That goes pretty quick, actually. Well, listen, it's been a wonderful little show. And we want to make sure that you get your checks to Bradford National Bank for the...
Absolutely, yeah. Care of Shane Weathers at the Mount Auburn Cemetery Care Fund.
And Secret Santa Society, you look that up on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Bond County Secret Santa
Society, yeah. Right.
And that's two really... two cool projects. And,
thank you.
And
I mean, they're close to my heart. And
well, something else we might do is go ahead and have updates, not just on Creekside, but in the magazine, too, so people can find out where you're going to be. And I know, like you said, you want to be active at the Bicentennial, so yeah, maybe we can absolutely. Go ahead and promote that in the magazine as well.
I'd appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
I may see you next Saturday because I got a 48-inch mower out there. I might as well drive it.
Hey, there we go. We're already making headway, aren't we? Change is happening.
Hey, y'all take care now. Thanks for listening, folks. And make sure you you keep your eyes on this and tune into us as well on Midweek at the Creek for the members only.
Right. And check out our website, if you would, at owlcreekgazette.com. So thanks so much for joining us, Shane. And we'll
stay
in touch.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye now.